Greg Carpenter has put out the weights for the Caulfield and Melbourne Cups over the last hour or so, and he's online on Sky Sports Radio. G'day to you, Greg.
How are we, Andrew? Always a big day, the release of the Caulfield and Melbourne Cup weights. The fun can begin.
Well, it can. A lot of trainers, particularly the international trainers, will wake up in the next few hours and be looking at them. The one, obviously, of interest is Cross Counter. Last year, to win the Melbourne Cup, carried 51, and you've given the horse 57.5 this year in the Melbourne Cup.
57.5. So the top weight is Kew Gardens on 58. Last year, Kew Gardens was the equal highest rated stayer in the world alongside Stradivarius. Cross Counter goes up 6.5 kilos. Literally, that's the biggest increase in a Melbourne Cup weight from one year to the next since Let's Elope went up 6.5 kilos. But it's a combination of his very strong win last year over Marmello and also the fact that he's matured from a Northern Hemisphere 3-year-old to a Northern Hemisphere 4-year-old. So he's gone from 51 to 57.5, Andrew. And if you look at Marmello, who ran second in the race last year with 56, he stayed on 56. And Prince of Arran, who ran third with 53, has stayed on 53. So it's a challenging weight, but one I think, or I hope that Charlie Appleby will see as a sporting challenge. And we're reasonably confident that he's locked in to come out and just be outside of Archer, Bane Lover, Think Big, and Mackay Diva, just the fifth horse to win back-to-back Melbourne Cups.
Yeah, well, I was there with him about a month ago, and he was very keen at that stage. He was waiting on weights, obviously, so we'll wait and see what he thinks now. It's interesting with Charlie Fellow's horse, Prince of Arran, 53 and 53.5 in the Caulfield Cup. He very much is keen to come back, and so much so that he's already booked Michael Walker to ride in these races.
Well, last year he was he came out to Australia with 53 in the Melbourne Cup with no guarantee that he would get into the field. Ran really well at Caulfield and then went on and won the Hotham Handicap on Derby Day and won his way in. Now, his form over his last two starts has actually been very good. I was starting to get a little bit nervous about his form and where he might end up in the weights, but he ran well in the E-ball where he ran 8th and then ran 3rd in the September Stakes at Kempton. A group 3 race over 2,500 metres on the weekend. So he's in good form, but as always, Andrew, with a lot of these internationals, it's very expensive for him to travel out. No guarantee that he'll get into the field, but they are thinking that they'll do exactly what they did last year, win money along the way, and hopefully end up getting into the final 24 at Flemington.
Those horses that are four now that have gone from 3 to 4, there's always a great deal of them. We're going to see a couple of them running the Mackay Diva down there. Greg, Mr. Quickie is one, and there's a couple of others. Take us through just the key ones in your eye, if I can ask you that question.
Well, let's touch very quickly on the Sydney Derby winner in Angel of Truth. For the Melbourne Cup, he's got 53.5. For the Caulfield Cup, 54. So for a Sydney Derby winner, 53.5 is actually the bottom end of market expectations. Same weight that was given to Ethiopia and Dr. Grace right back in 1990 when they won the Sydney Derby. But most of the other winners have got more weight than that. He was impressive in the Sydney Derby, and I think that his run first up in the Chelmsford was pretty good. He was up on pace and he held on well run 6 for Luke Curry. So he's locked into a Caulfield Cup, hoping to run a Melbourne Cup. You're right with Mr. Quickie. Won the Queensland Derby. He has 53 in the Caulfield Cup, 52.5 in the Melbourne Cup. Hoping that he can run well in the Mackay Diva. All these four-year-olds, Angel of Truth, Mr. Quickie, Kafila, the filly who won the South Australian Derby, Very Elegant, who won the Sydney Oaks, even Winning Ways is just in the Caulfield that won the Queensland Oaks. As long as they're in good form and fit and healthy, they're virtually in the race. It's just a matter of, as you said, making that progression from a 3-year-old to a 4-year-old and hopefully improving on what was already very good form in their 3-year-old season.
We're talking with Greg Carpenter from Racing Victoria. The weights are out for the Melbourne Cup and the Caulfield Cup. And we should mention, Greg, that Avilius and Hartnell have been given top weight equal in the Caulfield Cup.
Well, Hartnell was the top weight in the Caulfield Cup in 2017 with 58. We know he's a great benchmark in these Group 1 handicaps. He won an Epsom with 57, third in a Doncaster with 58, second in a Toorak with 59 within the last 12 months. It's a long time since he's gone to 2400, and the only time he did it in Australia, he actually won a tanker at a BMW stake. Mm. So more likely to go to a Cox Plate or stay at a mile, but he deserves his top weight. And Avilius is the exciting one for me. Form in 2019 has been sensational with his two wins at Caulfield and then the Randwick and the BMW. He's got 58. And the Caulfield Cup, Andrew, in the last 10 years has been a very good race for horses at the head of the weight. Dunedin and Myrakti both won the race with 58. Their Solution won with 57.5. And 10 years ago, Viewed won it with 57. So I'm hoping that James will think very long and hard about a Caulfield Cup run with Avilius, because I think he's an ideal horse for it. And again, only run twice at 2400 in Australia. He won the Bart Cummings with 58. And won the Group 1 weight for age race in Sydney. So they're the two horses at the top of the Caulfield Cup weight, ahead of Humidor and Holmesman, who's probably Lloyd's Cox Plate win runner. But he's got 56.5. He had 53 last year when second behind Best Solution.
There's that half a kilo with a lot of them between the Caulfield and the Melbourne Cups. Can you relate, Greg, just the quality of both races and the way you've weighted them? Because you've looked at the way you've weighted them in the last couple of years.
Well, just on the half a kilo difference, that's a reflection that you have to have a 58 top weight in both races. Kew Gardens had that 58. Avilius has got 57.5 in the Melbourne Cup, and as I said, he's equal top weight in the Melbourne Cup. So with him going up a half, most of the other horses in the Caulfield Cup, with just a minor exception, have gone up half a kilo. The big talking point about the change in the way we've done the weights this year is around the Northern Hemisphere three-year-olds.
Yep.
After Rekindling and Cross Counter have won the last two Melbourne Cups, we've made changes to the weight for age scale here in Australia, which reflect the fact that they were getting better treated by our weight for age scale than they were back in Europe. So that was the kilo automatic correction. So you'll find that last year Cross Counter won with 51. Constantinople, who's in the Hayes Gabinet team now, has very similar form lines to Cross Counter. He's got 52.5. Django Freeman, second in the German Derby, already in Australia with Robert Hickmott. He's got 52.5 in the Melbourne Cup. So they have been moved forward in the weight, the Northern Hemisphere three-year-olds. I think only time will tell. If they win again, people will say I haven't gone far enough. If they get beaten, people will say they've gone too far. But that's one of the joys of being the handicapper, Andrew.
It is for sure. Looking forward to it. I'm already looking at those horses that are on 52 and 51. I see Cascadian there for James Cummings at 51. It'll be interesting. It's always good discussion when the weights come out, and we'll be able to do that over the next few days. Greg, thanks for taking our call here on Sky Sports Radio.
Pleasure, Andrew. Hope everyone enjoys the spring racing both in Sydney and Melbourne ahead of the season.